know, about hello to something, and it said something about China, and we know that radio's not made in China. So they probably do all their own boxing. They're going to save money that way. But I'll tell you one thing. Their delivery service is a heck of a lot better than Gigaparts, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you if it had been in stock in the Delaware store, you would have gotten it probably in a day or two. They're real quick. You know, another good company is Amazon. You order something from Amazon, they get it out right away, and you get it real, real fast.
Well, I did get it in 2 days. I ordered it on Wednesday morning. When I came in Thursday, I had my tracking number, and they said delivery would be on the 27th. Well, I ordered it Tuesday. I got my tracking number on Wednesday, and the radio was there yesterday, so I consider that 2 days.
Yeah, very good. KD2BORN1LU Mobile. Yeah, I'm supposed to get my my microphone boom scissor arm thing. I'm supposed to get that on Monday. So I'm looking forward to getting that. Setting it up and seeing how it works out. If it works out good, I'll get a second one for the other radio and the other microphone.
Pictures are deceiving, but that did not look like anything too bad for the money. I told you I found one review, and the only thing the guy said bad was the box was a little beat up when he got it, but there was nothing wrong with the product.
Yeah, well, I look at it like this. Guys are modifying lamps to do the same job and doing a very good job at it, so I shouldn't have a problem with this thing. I think it even has the mic holder on the front of it. And it should hold my mic. It's one of those expandable ones. You know, it's tapered, so it'll take any size microphone. So I'm psyched. I'm tired of having to lean into my mic. Oh, speaking of which, I worked a guy in Morocco yesterday. And unfortunately, when I did a system restore, I lost my QSL cards that I had on file. So now I've got to come up with, I got to make more. I'm going to try to find, I know I made a couple of extra, I got to try to find out what I did with them so I can get one out to this guy in Morocco, because I really want to get that QSL card from him.
Very good. What band were you on?
I was on 40 meters. If you looked on QRZ, that little thing that tells you how band conditions are, daytime and nighttime, for each band, every single one of them said poor. It was a major solar flare that went off, I think, on Monday or something. That usually screws up band conditions for a while. But I tell you, I was hearing a lot of stations. So it's nice to know when band conditions are poor, I can still hear people.
I think Steve mentioned something about that earlier in the week about the solar flare or something like that. He was looking it up and he said, poor, 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 and I think he was making some contacts.
Yeah, I don't always go by that. It's a nice, it gives you a nice idea of what's going on, but like I said, it said poor for everything. And I managed to work this guy in, I think Morocco's up in North Africa.
People are still looking at this radio since I've been here this morning. It's jumped from 249 to 257, the people that looked at it. I mean, that's all they're doing is looking.
Do you take any pictures with the radio on?
That was my first picture with the radio on. Took pictures of the back with the serial number, the top, the bottom. Pictures of the power cable, microphone, the books, the extra capacitors that I bought if ever needed. I put 11 pictures up.
KD2BORN1LU Mobile. Yeah, that's the way it should be. I've seen guys selling radios that they want like $2,000 for, and they don't have a picture of it. Yeah, like I'm going to go out and get a money order. Well, I don't know if you can get a money order for $2,000 or send out a bank check for $2,000 for a radio that I've never seen. I don't know how people expect to sell something without a picture.
I love when they download the manufacturer's picture of a radio and not the real thing. Anybody can post a picture. I can get Debbie to do that. I don't know how to do that stuff, but when they post the manufacturer's picture, that turns me off right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, what they're saying is the radio I'm selling is too ugly to put up on the, up as a picture, so I'm gonna get you something that looks pristine. The easiest thing to do is if you're ever searching on the internet and you see a picture you like, put your mouse over the picture and right-click, and then a drop-down menu will come up, and it'll say, give you a bunch of choices you're looking for, save picture as or save picture, and then you just click on that, and it'll save it in a file on your computer. That's the easiest way to steal a picture off the internet.
I watched Debbie do it on her computer 100 times. She takes the pictures. I take the pictures with the digital camera. She loads them. She pulls them down or whatever she does, and then I watched her do it 100 times. I still can't do it.
Wish I had saved some of the pictures that I took of your radio. I think I cleared them off. I would have given those to you. You could have put those up. This camera is absolutely amazing on my cell phone. The pictures come out pristine. I call myself the zoom-in photographer. Whenever we get a load in and there's something wrong with it, or if we find a bone or something in trimming that's supposed to be boneless, they always call me out to take a picture. And then I send it to the guy's computer, and he sends it to the company for credit. Every time I take a picture, everybody's always commenting how crystal clear it is. I mean, it's an absolutely... It's a great, great camera for taking pictures. It's an okay phone, but it's a really good camera.
N10U82VOR. You don't have to tell me that. I've seen a lot of the pictures you've sent to me, and they looks like a $5,000 camera took them.
Yeah, that's what one of the guys at Verizon told me. He said, this thing takes awesome pictures. It's got a Carl Zeiss lens on it, and Carl Zeiss is like a premier lens maker for cameras. So I'm real happy with that. I don't even take my traditional digital camera anywhere anymore. I keep saying I should sell it, but it just sits there. And that was a nice camera, but this one's got more megapixel. That one I could probably do more with the picture than my cell phone. But I can do enough with the cell phone that the pictures come out great.
Very good. I just thought of something. I forgot to text you. K2XDX's 440 repeater. I'll have to do that later on. I know it's 446-525, but I don't remember what the PL is right now.
Yeah, give me a minute. Let me scan through my radio, see if I have that. 446-525. You may have given it to me a while ago. I'll check real quick.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll go to the 440 side and check the PL. You got a little noisy there, Charlie, for some reason. N10U.
KD2BOR, N1LU mobile.
Yeah, I don't know if you were not making the machine well where you are, but you were breaking up very bad. I just about knew it was you.
We'll try it again when I get in Jersey. Yeah, I'm over here on the Deegan, and this is a tough spot. Plus, that probably doesn't have a lot of height, that repeater. That's someone's personal repeater. It could be on the top of an apartment building, not on a tower or something.
Yeah, that's Louie's repeater. I hear guys down around exit 117 on the parkway getting into it. I don't know if they're coming in on the 220 side or they're on the 440 side, but I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Louie how high his antenna is up there for the repeater. It's in Hoboken, that I know.
Yeah, I saw that. I have this one alpha tag, so it had said Hoboken. So I had a feeling I had put it in a while ago.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that I gave it to you because the PL was 94.8.
Yeah, when I get in over the George Washington Bridge, we can go back there, and I'm probably going to be better in it now.
Yeah, I don't know if I was telling you yesterday, but my Napa salesman didn't get back to me. The Clifton machine, 224-360, didn't have a PL on it. I think I did tell you this story yesterday, but he didn't get back to me with the right PL because I can't get into it with the 235, and I couldn't get into it with my HT.
Is Don coming tomorrow?
I spoke to Don very briefly when I was going to the Quick Check, or when I came out of the Quick Check, he was calling for me. No, I don't think he's going to make it. He's probably got too many things going on. He said he'll catch up with me.
KD2BOR N1LU Mobile, coming up to the George Washington Bridge, and I see some flashing lights. It doesn't make me happy. I don't know what it is, though, yet. I'll see you in a minute.
On my way home last night, I heard my cell phone ringing, and I was driving, so I would not pick it up. When I got back, when I got to the house, I saw who it was, so I gave him a call back. We may have a guest appearance by another fellow, Ham, tomorrow night, but I am sworn to secrecy right now, according to the person. He says, don't say anything.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm bummed I can't make it. I'd like to try to at least get on the air, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that. I'm going to a play tonight. It starts at 8, probably gets over close to 11. I'll be deep by then. And that'll be too early to hear you guys. Maybe I'll say hi when I get home from the play. We'll see what time that is.
Well, if you get home from the play very late, well, you put your car in the garage and fold the antenna down. That's right. I was going to say set up your car on crossband. At least you'll have the HD. You can say a quick hello and get out.
Well, when I get home, I walk through the basement. That's where the radios are, so they'll be on. All I have to do is walk over to the radio and get on there.
I don't know what temperature you have, but when I got in my truck this morning, I had 11.
Stand by. Well, they had the lower level clubs. I gotta make my U-turn in the city. But geez, they don't have any signs up. Unbelievable. It's 15 degrees over here.
Okay, I gotta take a break. I gotta run to the little boy's room. So why don't you watch your drive, and once you get situated, I'll pick it back up with you. N1LU, KD2BOR.
Okay, very good. N1LU Mobile.
Good morning, Carlos. KD2BOR.
Good morning, Rock. Good morning, Charlie. I don't know if Charlie told you or if Charlie's seen it yet, Rocky, but I'm looking at this antenna for the mobile. It's a Tram 1185, and it's selling for $16 on Amazon. It looks pretty good. It's a combination 2-meter 440. I think it might be what I'm looking for, you know, just popping on top of the car and I even have my my adapter to, you know, to hook up the Bofang if I don't want to use that, or, you know, I could always hook up the Kenwood.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that. Tram also makes a version of the Anley antenna that I have on the roof here at the shop, and Anley is also copying the Comet version of my antenna that's up on the shop. So Tram's been around for a long time, Carlos. Back in my 11 meter days, I had Tram equipment.
Very good. Yes, I've heard of them before. I'd never really looked into them, but I was kind of surprised that they have, you know, combination 2 meter 440 for such a cheap price.
Yeah, I was just telling Charlie before. I just had to write myself a note. I got to remember to go in the garage and get your radio today, because I wouldn't want to go over Debbie's house while she's still sleeping tomorrow morning to go get it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I got a message earlier from Steve. I think he says that he plans to show up with Greg, N2AIR, and he said that that Chris is going to show up also. So, what is it? Is that going to be Chris is showing up in his own car, right?
Yeah, Chris drives a Jeep. He's coming, and yeah, I got that message from Steve. Let's see, Don's not coming. I don't know if Jim is coming. He's not a night owl compared to what Steve said. And I was just telling Charlie before, I'm sworn to secrecy. But I got a phone call last night when I was driving home, and I called the person back. We may have a surprise guest tomorrow night, but I am sworn to secrecy because he doesn't know if he's going to come down or not. Depends on how he feels or something like that.
Oh, mystery guest. Oh, this sounds like what's my line. Let's throw it over to Charlie. F1LU, KD2DKO. Good morning, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Good morning, Carlos. Jesus, what a mess getting over here, finally. I'm on the lower level. I hit a pothole so hard that my second speaker fell off. It's only on Velcro, so I got to push that back down.
Are you on the upper level or lower level?
I took the lower level. They didn't have the sign on to say it was closed. So when they do that, they route you into the city. But I've done that enough times that I know when I get down there, there's a, all I do is sort of make a U-turn and go back up again, up the ramp, and then I can get onto the lower level. It's a pain in the butt, though. And obviously somebody didn't know where he was going, and he had traffic at a standstill while he decided which way to turn.
It just baffles me that at this time of the morning that, you know, you get this kind of traffic jams and, you know, rerouting and everything else. But, you know, it is New York, the city that doesn't sleep. Over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Thank you, Carlos. KD2BOR. Carlos, how much did you say that antenna was?
See, it listed for $16, and you know, from Amazon, and you get free shipping if you combine a total of $35 worth of you know, things to buy.
Will you get charged sales tax with that from Amazon also?
I don't think so. No, Amazon, I know we've been talking about it, that, you know, they were going to start or whatever, but I think some, you know, it depends when you're getting it. If you're getting it from a third party, I think sometimes they might add tax. But I don't think, like if it says free shipping on $35 total, I don't think they add any tax.
Oh, okay, because Radio Shack sells that antenna. The Tram 1185, the price is $16.99, and there's free shipping to the store if you wanted to wait and pick it up there, but that's just a point of interest. You can get free shipping to a store, and it's $16.99 from Radio Shack.
Right, I'll you know, I'm looking into it, but it seems like the cable's is long enough, you know, it, I don't know if it said 10 feet or whatever, that's, you know, it's more than enough. And like I said, I do have the adapter to hook up the Bofang, so, you know, I could even, you know, I guarantee that that's going to be a big improvement with just, you know, transmitting with the Bofang's stock antenna inside the car, you know.
Yeah, very good. It comes with 12 feet of cable. I already read that on eBay. It comes with 12 foot, so that's plenty enough. You're only going to come in through the door and close the door on it, which won't hurt it on those cars. Over to you, Charlie. 82, VOR.
Okay, very good. 82, VOR. 82, DKO with N1LU. Yeah, that antenna should be fine. Like Rocky said, that company's been around a while. And yeah, 12 feet should be enough. I usually go into the trunk, because the trunk you don't open and close as often as you do the door, and that puts a beating on the coax, especially in the winter when it tends to get colder. So I usually, if I'm going to keep it a permanent installation or for any length of time, I'll go into the trunk, close it once, and forget about it.
You mean putting the antenna on the trunk and running it through, or putting it on the actual roof? Well, you wouldn't want to do that because it would block the rear window, right?
Well, you could do either, depending on how long the coax is. You either put it on the trunk and go in, or you can put it on the roof. The only thing that's going over the window is the coax, and that's not a problem.
That's true. I guess I could look at it, you know, to get to you after I order it. But it seems like, you know, it's a good option. And I was pretty stunned. I thought that, you know, that, the price of these things would be like at least, you know, $40, $50. But, you know, it seems like the right thing to get.
I tell you, I got an issue with the cable for the speaker. I was on the other speakers. I was on the speaker that fell off, so I switched over to the one on my above my shoulder. But the cable for that is really in bad shape, and I start hitting bumps, and the speaker starts to crackle. The audio disappears every so often. It's annoying as hell. I got to get a new cable, I think, this weekend. Yeah, the only problem with putting it on the roof is if you got to pull it into a garage or, you know, into a mall, and there's a, you know, low overhang. That's the only hassle. That's why some people just put them on the trunk.
Yeah, it's not really that big. I think it was, like 2 feet, something like that. It's not, you know, it's probably enough that you can go on the roof and not have any problems with it. But I know the antenna you had on the on your previous car, I don't think I saw the connection on this one, but you know, how you have the antenna rigged up, but on the previous one, it was really high up. No wonder you get so, you know, you get out so much from Connecticut, because how many feet off the ground is that antenna that you're using, Charlie?
The one I'm using now, or the one I had on my Honda?
Both, yeah, because the one you had on the Honda, I remember, was really high up. How high was that one, and how high is this one?
The one on the Honda was 92 inches, the antenna itself, and it was mounted about, I don't know, 2 or 2.5, 3 feet off the ground. So it was pretty high, maybe close to 10, 11 feet, the tip of it. This one's mounted on my trunk lip. It's probably about a 4 foot antenna. This one I have to tilt over. This has got to tilt over. I have to tilt it over to get in my garage. But I like this antenna. So far, it's done real well for me.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't. I really don't notice that big a difference now with the other one. And, you know, obviously the height difference is pretty big. But yeah, you know, plus, when you're that high off the ground, I guarantee you must have had trouble, or at least thought about it when you had to go like into a tunnel or something, or like you said, in a garage.
Yeah, I always had to be aware where I was going. I would never try to get into a parking garage with that antenna on. I'd have to pull over somewhere and either take it off or tilt it over. Probably take it off. But it was a commuter car. I used to go to work and go back home, and that was about it. If I knew I had to go somewhere, I'd make sure I took it off or folded it over or something. But, you know, you don't want to drive with it folded over. It'd be banging on the roof of your car, so usually I just took it off. But then finding a place to put it in the car was always a hassle, too. But like I said, I never really went that many places where I had to be concerned with it. One thing, though, it did hit a lot of branches, you know, especially on little side dinky roads. What's this guy doing? I hope he doesn't want to pull me over. And then when it snowed, obviously the branches kind of hang down a little bit lower. The tip of that antenna was bent at a 45-degree angle all the time. But it was a good antenna. I have another one just like that in the box or in the tube, the mailing tube. Maybe one day if I can come up with a way to mount it, I'll install it back on the car. But it's only a monoband antenna. It's the NR22L by Diamond. It's, I think, like 96 or 98 inches tall.
N1LU is KD2BOR. This is KD2DKO. That's a pretty tall antenna. Mono, I guess, you know, when it's a monoband, I guarantee you that it's fairly fine-tuned. Right on the ham frequency. A dual bander, I'm sure, has to have compromises, so you'll have some CB losses. But, Rocky, tell me a little about the radio. I heard earlier you said your radio came in. Did you already test it out?
KD2BOR. I did a little with it. I was tired when I got home. I didn't talk to anybody, but I hooked it up, and I did do a tune-up on 10 meters, and SWR looked good. But I got to fool around with it. I got to learn how to operate that antenna tuner, but the radio's beautiful. I was listening to some guys on 10 meters last night when I got home, and then I was listening on 40 meters for a little bit, and then my eyes were closing, and I went to Betty Bye.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to be happier with it because, the other radio was a great radio. It is a great radio. It's a classic. But all those knobs and, the bells and whistles and everything, it's just so much to get used to. When you want to get on the air, I'm sure you want to basically try to learn the radio as fast as possible, And I think the more buttons that are on there, the tougher it is to absorb it all,
Well, I'll have to get used to this radio because it's more menu-driven. You got to go into the menu if you want to change things. And I got to read the book. I hate reading the book. I just watched a video on the antenna tuner this morning to try to get an idea of what I was doing wrong with switching the antenna ports. But one thing, Carlos, I bought the Kenwood MC68 test mic and plugged it in and had audio was working. And also the frequency up and down button was even working on the Elenco.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you definitely, you'll pick up on it. I'm sure it's probably similar to what the 718. I'm sure they're both similar. It's probably, low end, but it's enough to get you on the air and do it like in a way that you don't have to be overwhelmed with all the buttons. What do you think, Charlie? N1LU, KD2DKO.
Yeah, I think so too. Actually, I heard the 9 version. That's the newest model of that Elenco the other day, and it sounded pretty good. It's got a lot more highs than most radios, but it's very excellent communication quality. So I think you'll be very happy with it with that MC60. It should sound nice. I'm looking forward to hearing him on it. I want to get him set up on a 10 meter repeater, so at least I can hear them on FM, see how it sounds on FM, and then once we get them an antenna, I'll be able to talk to them on 40 meters, and I'll make recordings and send it to them so he can see how it sounds. KD2DKO N1LU mobile.
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing that because I've never heard. I don't think I've heard any of you guys on HF. You know, you should do some recordings and have other people try to record you, because I'd be curious. It's so different, you know. Here I'm just used to the repeaters, and I guess I've done some spin flips with John down the block, the only one I could hit. Yeah, you know, it's a different world. It's a lot interesting I think, to hear VHF. I've always been curious to hear how the signal actually fades in and out, you know, as it starts coming in, as the wave starts rolling in. I love that phenomenon, and I remember when I used to listen to shortwave, you know, it was something that I always thought was really cool, how a signal could just, you know, out of nowhere just start coming in, and all of a sudden it's like so, you know, it's so powerful, overwhelming, and then, you know, a few minutes or an hour later, whatever, it just disappears completely. I've always thought that's so interesting. It's just incredible.
Hey, Carlos, stand by for 1 minute. Rocky, you want to try that Hoboken machine? See if I'm getting into it now.
All right. QSY, 82BR, I'll be right back, Carlos.
Yeah, I'll be back. N1LU, QSY. N1LU, back.
Carlos, do you have that repeater in your radio, 446-525?
Sorry, I think I doubled with you, Rocky. Could you repeat that?
Do you have K2XDX's repeater in your radio in Hoboken, 446-525?
Yes, I do. You want me to QSY?
No, we could try it another time. It's getting on 2:45 here, and I think Charlie's probably getting pretty close to work. So I'm going to clear with you guys for now. I got to start getting cleaned up, and Charlie, maybe I'll catch you on your way home. Carlos, I will see you tomorrow night, and 73 guys for now. KD2BOR.
Okay, Rock. Talk to you later. Carlos, 73. I'm going to put it on crossband. Maybe I'll jump in from inside the plant, so if you're still hanging around, you can hear me. You can come back to me. But anyway, 73 for now. Let me head inside, turn the car off. And it's going to get cold out here real quick. Go ahead, Carlos.
All right, guys, 73s. Have a good day, Charlie. And Rocky, you have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow night. And maybe I'll leave the radio on. Maybe I'll hear you in a little bit, Charlie. I did QSY when you guys went over to the Hoboken receiver, so I heard you both. You guys are both pinning the meters, so I'm sure you can probably hear me as well. We could do that another time. All right, this is KD2DKO. We're going to be standing by and, you know, on the side.
Okay, very good. N1LU, clear.
N2RC, KD2DKO. How's it going, John? Yes, sir, Roger. Well, I'm hearing you on the repeater. It's been a while since I've even been on this radio, but I don't even know. Let me try to see if I can figure out how I can hear you just on the input. Hold on a second. Yep, definitely I hear you. Yes, sir, Roger. We're doing good here. You know, I'm just, for the most part, I've become, you know, I like to just monitor lately. You know, I listen to all the QSOs and stuff, and sometimes I'm just away from the radio doing stuff on the computer. Other times I'm just laying down, but I'm enjoying the QSO. I love this repeat. Everybody on here is really cool. Let's try 520.
I didn't leave the shop yet. I heard your call for Carlos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got in the building. I just wanted to make sure this thing worked. I dropped it when I was getting out of the car.
Yeah, I just went to start my truck. It is literally freezing out there. I don't have to tell you that. All right. Let me do what I got to do here. We'll catch you later on. KD2BOR, and good afternoon, or good evening, John, also. I was in the bathroom when you were calling me. KD2BOR, clear.
Okay, 73, catch you later. 73, John, I didn't hear you in there. N1LU is clear.
KD2DKO.
KD2DKO N1LU. Have you ever heard me cross-banding before?
I believe I have. I think I've monitored you on cross-band. Now, what do? Do you leave the your car battery on when you're cross-banding, or, you know, how exactly do you have that going, Charlie?
Well, a mobile radio is hooked up to the car battery, so that's always on. All I have to do is leave the radio on. I put both sides of the radio on low power, and then just set it up for cross-band. The Kenwood has an ID feature, so if you know Morse code, you'll hear my ID every 10 minutes. That makes it legal, and I've got a timer on it, an APO, automatic power-off timer on set for, I think, an hour. So in an hour, it'll shut down. And this time of the morning, there's not a lot of activity, so it's really mostly listening, so it doesn't drain the battery.
1LU, KD2DKO. Well, sounds really good. The audio sounds, you're using your Bofang, right? The audio sounds the same as when you're using the Kenwood.
Yeah, that's because the Kenwood's acting like a repeater, so you get the audio quality from the repeater, just like you do with the 955. It changes the audio a little bit. So that's what you're hearing. You're hearing the radio's audio. I'm only transmitting to the radio. The radio's transmitting to the repeater. But yeah, it works out great. It's a neat little feature. I'm going to probably put that radio in my house come summer so that I can do this from my backyard, because I can't get into the 955 with an HT from my backyard, but if I put the radio in crossband, I can.
And to watch the peak. How you doing, Charlie?
82-BOR. Hey, John, how's it going? I'm doing good. And 82-BOR recognized. Anyway, so that's the way it works. Let me get my paperwork done, finish my eggs, and I'll be monitoring. Let's see, KD2-BOR. This is N1LU. Over to you, Rock.
Yeah, very good. I forgot to let that drop. I know you're cross-banding. I hope you left your yoke runny today. I got a balmy 9 degrees here in Kearney right now. Over to you, John. Good morning, KD2-BOR.
Yeah, very good there, Rock. How you doing? Nice hearing from you again. And towards the peak.
Doing okay, John. I just wish this temperature would start going up. I can't handle this cold weather anymore, just like everybody else. My thermometer, just as I've been talking to you, went down to 8 degrees right now.
Oh, wow. 8 degrees? It wasn't supposed to go any further than 12. All right, very good. And towards the peak. I guess I'll throw it over to Carlos, KT2DKO. Pick it up.
And to CP with KD2BOR, this is KD2DKO. Yeah, I hear it's supposed to go down to like 3 degrees tonight. So, you know, this isn't surprising. But what's surprising is that, you know, when is this winter finally going to, you know, to come to a screech and halt? And you know, we're supposed to be seeing temperatures like in the 50s and 60s this time of the year. Not in single digits, you know. Let me throw it over to Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Hey, very good. Thanks, Carlos, KD2BOR. John, by the way, before I left the shop, I went to 520 and I had you almost full scale at my shop on Simplex, but I didn't get a chance to key up. I wanted to jump in my vehicle. I heard you in the vehicle, but you probably never would have heard me unless I put the other antenna on and turn on my little toy inside the glove box.
Yeah, very good. What was this, Rock? Early this evening?
What was that, John? I had to turn my heater blower down. It was interfering with me listening to the radio. What was that again? One more time?
Well, I meant when you heard me on Simplex, was that yesterday evening, around 5 o'clock?
No, just a few minutes ago when you were talking to Carlos. I heard Carlos once or twice, but I heard you. Yeah, of course, you got a little, you got an antenna that's up higher, but no, that was just about 20 minutes ago.
Okay, hey, I could, you just confused me a little bit. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I hear you almost full score here, also on Tiplex.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear me in the car. I'd have to put on my dual-band antenna on my tailgate, and I got the brick inside the glove box. I don't think you'd have any problem hearing me once I put that on.
Yeah, probably not. I probably would still hear you without the brick, though.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. Okay, I'll go over to you, Carlos, KD2, VOR.
Rocky, I don't know if you heard earlier when I was telling Charlie before he signed off. I heard you both perfectly on the Hoboken repeater. It pins over here, so I'm sure I can hit that just as well as I hit this this repeater. But, you know, it's another option if ever you know, we want a QSY over there.
Yeah, Louie, K2XDX told me use it anytime we want. He likes the guys to leave pauses in between and let the repeater drop. You know, that's, we should be all doing that. We're all quick on the key sometimes. I know I am myself, but now Louis's a real nice guy. He's trying to set up a pretty good repeater, and he also has a 220 link into it, 224. I'm not sure of it right now, but he's got a 220 machine linked to it.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I've heard the 220 machine before. The Anytone, you know, that I'm using can receive the 220 band, so if ever you go on any of them, just give me the frequency so I can hear it, see if I can hear you on the repeater. I'm not, you know, not having a 220, you know, two-way radio, I don't know. I don't know how many repeaters are out there on the 220 band in this area, but I'm kind of curious, because I did hear his repeater one time, and it sounded pretty strong.
82 VOR. Okay, no problem, Carlos. Oh, Carlos, before I give it back to John, I was swinging the dial around before I went to sleep on a new radio last night, and I was down on 11 meters with it. Receives AM sideband perfectly, but once I go to hit the transmit key, it says on the screen, off. It doesn't transmit on 11 meters, but it receives 11 meters. Over to you, John, 82 VOR.
Yeah, very good, Rocky, and to worship Peter. Yeah, we spoke with one another on the 220 band on our Lucy Peter. Don't you remember?
Well, the only place I could have done that, John, was with my HT, because I don't even have Louis's... I don't have Louis 220 machine programmed into my 235 in the truck here, so I must have been on an HD or something like that if we did.
Okay. All right, very good. I must have been talking on 220. I was talking on 220. You must have been on the 440 side.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was, because I think I got Louis' machine in my HD, but I'm not sure, but I'll have to check that out. All right, guys, I'm just about at my destination, 73 Carlos, 73 gone. John, always good chatting. We'll catch you later. KD2, VOR Mobile.
Okay, very good there, Rocky. Take care. Talk to you soon later on. Pick it up to Carlos.
Rock.
Good day, 73s to you, and if I don't talk to you later on, maybe I'll... I'll catch you later on tonight. You know, we I go on the air to run. I'll talk to you guys before we meet up. So, you have a good day. Over to you, John.
Hold on, guys. I think Charlie jumped in there. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm glad you were able to hear me. Frustrating trying to get in when the repeater doesn't drop long enough. I just wanted to mention two things about that new radio of yours. There are mods to open it up for transmit, and I believe that radio comes already set for the 60-meter band, which is in the 5 megahertz range. You might want to list it over there. That can be kind of interesting. That's something to certainly think about. All right, I'm going to go back into the woodwork. KD2BOR and 1LU.
Yes, I know, Charlie. The American version has the 60 meters in it, and I already know the MarsCap conversion. I watched a video on it, but we're not going to worry about that right at this particular time. I want to get used to using the radio. KD2BOR Mobile clear. John, over to you. You picking up a Carlos. We're clear this time.
Okay, very good. Take care, Rocky. Be good. Back to you, Carlos.
Very good. I was kind of curious, that MarsCap for the radio, if it was, if it also handles the 10 meters, that you could actually work the CB frequency. Since I'm sure that the, that radio can do 5 watts or less, but, you know, I don't know if it would be considered, you know, to be illegally transmitting on it on CB frequencies, you know, on the usual 4 watts or less. Although maybe it, you know, it has to be like a specifically tuned frequency, you know, in order to be certified as CB. I don't know.
Let me just take it before I get out. It is illegal to use ham radio equipment on 11 meters. That's a definite. I know that. Okay, I'm clear again. Sorry, guys.
I've got it. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I just figured QRP, you know, something that's lower than 5 watts, you know, it might be, but I guess, you know, if it's intended for just amateur radio, it should be the amateur radio frequencies, and that's it.
Yeah, Carlos, this is N2SCP, John. I think Rocky finally cleared, and I'm going to clear too also. So maybe we'll speak another time. And to watch the feet on a clear. Take care, Carlos.
All right, John, you have a good one. This is KD2DKO. We'll be 7 degrees also. We'll be clear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Send it to your email, print it out, bring it home with you.
It may help you when you're ready to set that up.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot. All right, let me get back to work here. I'm a little jammed up here, so we'll catch you later on. N1OU, KD2, be aware.
All right, very good. Talk to you later. N1OU, Claire.
W2BOB for the CBS retirees set. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And W2BOB is standing by for check-ins. Come now, please.
W2BOB, K2BIE. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob. AC2T.
Signal. Have you noticed any noise on my signal this morning?
No, you sound pretty good. I mean, there's a little underlying noise, but nothing compared to the way things were the other day.
Okay, well, thank you. I checked the antenna, and actually, I get a better signal from the repeater with the antenna in the horizontal rather than vertical polarization. So that's what I'm talking to you on today. Okay, thank you. Any other check-ins for the net? Come now, please.
AC2T.
Up. You sound fine.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Joe. AC2T and WA2ZNT on the list. Anyone else?
WB2OXU.
Okay, very good, Bill. Good morning to you. WB2OXU. Anyone else?
N2NBR.
Hey, good morning, John. You sound like you have a little echo on your signal.
Yeah, I left the audio up too high on one of my monitors here. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Any other check-ins for the net? All righty. Well, we'll try again after we go through the list the first time. So far, we have K2BIE, George, AC2T, Paul, WA2ZNT, Josephine, WB2OXU, Bill, and N2NBR, John. Now, one more try. Any other joiners for the net? Come now. Nothing heard, so good morning to all. Very chilly one at that. We have 13 degrees here. Bright sunshine, however. So whatever that can do for us, I'm sure it will be appreciated. Not much to report. Just try to keep ahead of every bit of the chores that have come up to be done and getting all of the information ready for the income tax preparation. So that's about it. The 20-meter bed has been in pretty good shape. The latest QR bearing situation that we've been having is with the W1AW memorial stations all over the country being on and pileups. But they've been very cooperative as far as our net is concerned there. By the way, Alan has been with us, with the exception of yesterday. He's been with us every day on the 20-meter net. And he said he will attempt to get back on here with us when things get a little less complex, so, with his situation. So. And Barry was with us yesterday for the 20-meter net, so it was good to hear from him. And he'll be coming back up to these parts next month, not next month, but in April. So that's the story. Alrighty, let's start out with George, K2BIE, W2BOB. This is the CBS retiree net.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning, everyone. And so good to hear you all in here. And Bob, I think that was a sterling thing to do in going over and changing polarization. Benefited you tremendously. And I can't tell you how many dBs or S units you're up, but by my ear, I think you effectively doubled your signal to the repeater, at least. And I hope it's continuing to work well for you. I've been sitting here taking yet another practice exam. I'm getting to the point where I failed one and passed three, and failed one and passed three. So I'm still not ready as far as I'm concerned until I pass and pass and pass and pass. But it's good. And all is rather nice. I woke up this morning and the temperature was 10.8 degrees outside, and I said, that's not nice. However, we will be going out tonight to celebrate Joyce's birthday, which is today. And she's not sitting here, so otherwise I would get slammed.